And this business of being able to surrender, I can tell you that when I sat down to write out these 60 essays and to talk about them, I would look into the face. I took a picture of the person or a portrait of the person. And I would look into their face and I would ask them the question, what is it that you would like me to say to you? And what is it you'd like me to say to all of the people who are going to read your work? And then I would get quiet. And I would meditate and get very peaceful. I call it meditating for manifesting, just letting go. And I was writing on a yellow pad. And it's what I call automatic writing. Some of you have had the experience, whether it's with writing or with speaking, or with composing, or with singing, or whatever, when you let go and allow it to flow through you, you begin to realize that you're not making the swing. And this is what Bagger Vance was telling Bobby Jones. It isn't you that's swinging the golf club. You've got to get your ego out of it. And you've got to have an overriding spiritual understanding that you allow this energy to flow through you. And you just go with that. I'd like to speak a bit about the qualities of what we call self-actualizing people. I've referred to these poets and philosophers and teachers and artists and so on as great teachers. And what they had to say is what we always studied. But what they were like is what intrigues me the most. What were these people like? Some of the people that I wrote about. John Keats, considered to be one of the great poets of all time. I read his story, Ode on a Grecian Urn. Truth is beauty, beauty truth, that all there is to know and all you need to know. Great wisdom. And I checked out his book out of the library, The Collected Works of John Keats, and I would read through it, and then I read about his life. He wrote a collection of poetry that is this thick, must have 2,000 poems in it if it's got one. You remember, Joanne? My editor sitting here, my friend. John Keats died at the age of 25. 25. Percy Bysshe Shelley, another great poet, a person who was a rebel in his own way, who went over to other places in the world and passed out literature in Ireland at the risk of his own life about the need for Irish Catholics to be free from the impositions of the English Church. He felt this in his heart, and he wrote some of the great poetry. Lost two of his children, lost one of his wives, remarried, married the woman who wrote Frankenstein, Mary Shelley. Died at the age of 29. There's something in these people. John Milton. John Milton, who wrote Paradise Lost, was blind when he wrote it. In his 40s, he lost his eyesight. Now, he was in the 17th century, in the 1600s. Imagine what it must have been like 400 and 500 years ago to be blind and dictating your poetry. And he was writing about this thing called soul. Let me share with you something that he wrote, which I think is one of the most beautiful things I've ever read in my life. It's called On Time, because he talks again about the soul. He says, "Fly, envious time, till thou run out thy race," talking to this thing called time. "Call on the lazy, leaden-stepping hours, whose speed is but the heavy plummet's pace, and glut thyself with what thy womb devours, which is no more than what is false and vain, and merely mortal dross. So little is our loss, so little is thy gain."